your chaos and coffee with Charles McFall. He's the rock god of podcasting. Just kicking down a little chaos.
Sing along, everybody.
Right there in your coffee cup.
Coffee cup.
The one and only Charles McFall.
That's me.
With chaos and coffee.
I love that intro by Mike Woodard. Mike at themike.com. Thank you, Mike, for doing that. Chaos and Coffee, this is your Monday edition. I am indeed the rock god of podcasting, Charles McFall. And I just love that intro. Don't you just want to sing along? Because I know I do every single time. I try to resist the urge, but I want to sing along every single time. Well, here are your headlines. Thank Jesus there are some happier headlines today. So I'm going to have a little bit of fun stuff, some serious news for sure. I'm in a much better mood than I was on Friday. Man, I don't necessarily apologize because everything I said I meant. And it didn't come off nearly as angry maybe as I felt. Maybe it was a righteous indignation. I don't know. But there's a little bit more to laugh about and love about here. Let's start with this headline. Elderly woman beats off would-be robber with bacon. Oh, it gets better. It is non-sexual at all. Detroit.cbslocal.com is where this comes from. Some are calling it a ham bush. In jolly old Manchester, England, police reported that an 86-year-old woman was ambushed after withdrawing a large amount of cash from an ATM. And a tale as old as time, someone tried to steal her money. Luckily, when the female thief grabbed for the woman's cash, she was armed and ready. She had a packet of bacon she had just bought from the grocery store. The intended victim grabbed her bacon, pummeled the would-be snatcher until she ran away like greased lightning. Turns out, bacon was extra bad for this assailant's health. I want to know who wrote this, because they did a good job. Let me see if I can see who's credited with authorship here. I don't see who's credited with that. Well, whoever wrote this, I like you. You're funny. It's really cool. So the official report says 86-year-old defends herself with bacon. Yesterday afternoon, 86-year-old female withdrew a large quantity of money from a cash machine before heading into a supermarket in Altrincham. While shopping, the lady was challenged by an unknown female who grabbed her trolley. Of course, that's a shopping cart for us in the U.S., and demanded her money she had withdrawn. The 86-year-old lady then defended herself by repeatedly hitting the female offender over the head with a packet of bacon. The offender then retreated and made off from the supermarket. Literally, this is from GMP Trafford South. It looks like it's a Facebook page. And hashtag beat off with bacon, which, come on, you cannot hashtag that. You're going to get the areas you don't want to be in. So the story was posted by Manchester police and, you know, well, whatever. So it's just fun, right? I love this for many reasons. One is, of course, we get to keep saying bacon and all those other terms. And it's just funny to picture a little old lady, 86-year-old, smacking around some hooligan who, you know, is an unknown female. And it doesn't say how, we don't even know how old she was, but you got to imagine, I'm thinking young adult to middle-aged adult, you know, the kind of person who tries to take money in a grocery store from a little old lady and just getting pummeled by bacon until she runs away. How embarrassing. I would love to see security footage of that. That's one thing I love. Now, here's the other thing I love. 86-year-old female, she ain't afraid. Right? There's no fear here. She's not a victim. She was like, this is my house. This is my money. Get off. And just took care of herself, right? I'd like to know how she was doing after. I would like to know, you know, if it was just a great instant reaction, but then, you know, she kind of fell to pieces emotionally after that. That can happen. I would love to know if she just went out and about her business, because that's what I'm picturing. Right, granny here is being accosted, and when somebody grabbed her buggy demanding her money, I mean, did you just think they were going to handle, I don't, in a shopping mart, right, in a grocery store, I don't know that anybody would just hand over their money, because you're in a public place that somebody can come help you. It's not like the person, according to this, it's not like the assailant grabbed her purse. She grabbed her buggy. Okay, how are we going to make her give her money? I don't fully understand the reasoning, but, you know, criminals don't always have good reasoning. They don't always, or, you know, I would say they don't usually think through things and do that. So that was fun. That's a fun headline. See, I told you. Happy Monday, man. Here's some cool stuff to think about. Here's some cool stuff to take to your next discussion whenever you're randomly talking to somebody out on your smoke break. You know, if you get lonely, you can talk to Siri about it. Those kind of things. Here's another one. It's a little more sad, a little more darker, but still kind of interesting. And the way it was handled is interesting, okay? So this is from thehollywoodreporter.com. Police seek charges after moviegoer pulls gun at Kentucky Theater. Yep. You know what? There was a time and a place on the radio where I think it was Adam Carolla who played the game. Is it Germany or Florida? And they'd read random crazy crime reports, and you, the audience, and the guests on the show or whoever had to guess, is this in Germany or is this in Florida? And it was a fun game to play because they're crazy police blotter crimes. Well, apparently Kentucky got jealous of Florida. So Kentucky has been railing to rival that, and they want you to guess, is it Kentucky or Florida? Is that what I'm thinking the new game is? But in Paducah, Kentucky, again from the Hollywood Reporter, police say that Saturday that they will seek charges against an Illinois man who pulled a gun inside a Cinemark movie theater. According to a post on the Paducah Police Department's Facebook page, officers were called to the location at 11:50 a.m. Saturday after a fight broke out inside the theater. A man told Officer Dana Davey that he and his son were sitting behind another man, and the son was kicking the back of the man's seat. Witnesses said the man got up and cursed the youth, asking if he was going to continue kicking his seat. The boy's father interceded, and a fight broke out between the two men. Now, okay, this is all police report speak, right? So I'd like to inject a little bit more. Some asshole kid was in there, dunk, 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 just kicking the crap out of a seat. Now, where this story goes is inappropriate, and it was handled oddly, in my opinion. But we'll get to that, okay? But I'm just setting this up. It's not just a, well, he kicked it, and the guy got up screaming and shouting and asked the kid if he was going to keep kicking it. And then the father interceded. Then the father, I'm sure, stood up and screamed back, because that's what assholes do. The guy who, the kid's an asshole. The father's an asshole. And the person who sees getting kicked is also an asshole. Because I would turn around. I've turned around and spoken to kids before. I've turned around and spoken to parents before. I was at Jurassic Park. Not the newest one. This is many years ago. Was it the second movie or the third movie? I think it was the third movie. It was. It was a third movie where Sam comes back. The main archaeologist comes back, and they go to Site B, which is an amazing book, by the way. And it was a fun movie. It was fine. And I remember we're in a full theater. It's my dad, who embarrassed the crap out of him because he doesn't like conflict at all. And my best friend at the time, or he's still my best friend, but I think he was there with me at the time. And we go to see this movie. And right behind us is an inappropriate age kid. There's a 4 or 5 year old, a 6 or 7 year old, and the father. And I'm sorry. In the theater, especially if kids don't understand how to act in a theater, Jurassic Park is not a kid's movie. I mean, it's technically PG-13. So that tells you something about it. Now, I've let all my kids watch all the Jurassic Parks. I would never take my 5-year-old to go see it because he can't act right in the theater, number one. And number two, unless I know exactly how the movie's going to go, I don't necessarily want him seeing it. He might get scared. He might get loud. He might karate chop. He might kick a chair in front of him. I'm just saying. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and the whole time you think a dinosaur is going to appear or has appeared or whatever, the younger kid, who has to be between 3 and 5 years old, is telling his older brother, scared, think you're scared. If you're scared, say you're scared. If you're scared, say you're scared. It's like, finally. And, I mean, I'm shushing. I actually got up and went out and got employees of the theater and said, look, this guy is behind me, and his kids will not shut up. They're sitting there trying to name the dinosaurs, and they're just throwing out random names. At the top of their lungs, by the way, they're throwing out names. Then on top of that, he won't shut up. He keeps saying you're scared. Thinking, and I'm pissed because I just want to enjoy the movie. And this also happens to be a time in my life when I was super angry about everything, but I was handling it as a mature adult. Should have. Because, I mean, I'm shushing, I'm asking the dad to keep him quiet. Nothing, right? Nothing. So I get up, I leave, the theater guys come by, and, you know, they kind of walk up and down with their flashlights. The kid, of course, doesn't say anything then, and nothing was done. So finally, you know, we're watching again, and I'm settling down, and sure enough, that kid kicks in. You're scared. Like, damn it, kid. I turn around. I don't remember the exact quote I said, but something along the lines of, damn it, kid, that dinosaur is going to bust into your father's room. He's going to eat him alive if you don't shut up. You're scared. I'm telling you, you're scared. Now shut up. And because I'm 6'6", 350 pounds, and I'm very good at being aggressive. There was no loud argument. There was no even chance for the father to respond. It was bam, in your face, and done. And I turned around, and my dad was so embarrassed. Guess what, though? The kid shut up. He stopped. He stopped talking. However, this is not what happened in Kentucky. So the guy, and I may have said, damn it. I definitely didn't curse. I mean, damn it, yeah, it's a foul word, whatever. But I didn't cuss him out. I didn't, you know, I did not challenge the kid as an adult. I challenged the kid as, I'm an adult, you're a kid. Now I'm going to do something about this that I can do, which is use my words and scare the piss out of you. And hopefully scare the piss out of your dad so he'll keep you under control. And nothing was ever said to me, right? The dad didn't say anything back to me. The kid showed up for the rest of the time. I'm assuming the dad was there. I mean, that was an assumption. It's been a while, and I don't know how much I actually paid attention to that. It could be that some idiot parent dropped their kids off. It's possible. Could be that it was an uncle or something. Who knows? Whatever it was, I did the parenting, and this is before I had a kid. So, in Kentucky, the father intervened, and a fight broke out between the two men. As the father got the upper hand in the fight, so this isn't a verbal altercation, it sounds like. It sounds like it's a physical altercation. So as the father got the upper hand in the fight, witnesses said the other man pulled a gun and said, what the expletive are you going to do now? Which we can imagine what the expletive was. So when other moviegoers saw the gun, they began running for the exit. Now, see, this is my thing. I'm going to go with this guy was licensed and legal. I doubt it, but I'm going to assume the better side of it, that the gun owner was licensed and legal. What do you need a gun in a movie theater for? Well, I have the right to carry. Shut the F up. I'm not talking about gun control. I'm not talking about hot button issues. I'm talking about reality and logistics. You're going to watch Star Trek. Is what they are watching, the new Star Trek Beyond movie. You're going to watch a movie for 2 hours. Why do you need a gun? Legally or otherwise? Now, otherwise, who knows? You can make all kinds of assumptions here. But that's just my question. You're going to the Mellow Mushroom, which is, I've used this story many times, where I saw a guy come in and it sets off alarms in my head. Is you can't even bother to dress correctly. This guy in the Mellow Mushroom had a Panama Jack shirt and ugly shorts and sandals. But he made sure he had his Glock on his hip. Why? You're going to get pizza. And if you can't pick out matching clothes in your closet, I don't imagine you're going to hit the target and save my life when somebody comes in to whatever stupid-ass scenario you have in your head. Why do you need a gun in the theater? So he pulled the gun. People started running. Meanwhile, here's the odd part, because I appreciate it that people stepped up, that the company Cinemark stepped up, but that's not what you're paid to do. This guy could have killed you. Meanwhile, 3 theater employees and moviegoers escorted the man from the theater. They're with him outside the venue when officers arrived and made their arrest. Other moviegoers were then allowed to return to the theater. And the man, of course, was barred from cinematic property, and the police are planning to present their investigation to, I love this county, McCracken, to the McCracken County Attorney's Office Monday. That'd be today. So, as a moviegoer, I don't know how I'd respond. It depends on if it's just me and my wife. It depends on how close I am to the guy with the gun. Did the guy go willingly? Because, I mean, honestly, he had the gun. Nobody else there, according to the story. It doesn't say other people presented weapons. It says everybody acted appropriately, which was run for their lives. But a mixture of 3 people, so it's a mixture of employees and moviegoers, escorted the man from the theater. It is an interesting thing, you know, and that's something else to be said about these tragedies that happen. You know, we had the Batman shooting many years ago. There's been other things, the school shootings. When these mass shootings actually happen, when somebody comes in there basically with a plan, it's because there's something wrong. Either emotionally, that they've been broken, psychologically, they've been broken. Something is wrong. Because it's not just, this guy did not shoot anybody. This is the flip side to why do you have a gun in gun control, right? This is the flip side to it of overreacting to these things and instantly making everything political and calling for gun control when a mass shooting happens. It's really not about the gun. This guy pulled it. He was an asshat, right? He pulled the gun, but he didn't shoot up the entire theater. He didn't go there to shoot up the theater. He didn't shoot anybody. It's very bad. He needs to go to jail. He needs to have if it was a legal weapon, he needs to have his legal rights to carry a weapon revoked because he's obviously irresponsible with it. But it ain't about the gun. There's no amount of gun control that stopped this situation. It's the fact that he's not broken to the point that he's going to go on a mass shooting. So I don't know what I would do. What would you do? What would you do in this theater as a movie watcher? Would you run for your life? Would you challenge the guy? Now, again, as I'm sitting here speaking, I'm the Rock God of podcasting. I'm very aggressive. I'm very afraid of very little. That didn't come out right. I'm afraid of very little. I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm also 6'7", 350 pounds. And like I said, I'm very good at being aggressive. I mean, you kind of heard a little bit of my aggression on Friday's show with the Miami shooting. I'm very good at being strong and aggressive. I'm very fast, especially for my size, but beyond my size. I mean, I'm very fast at moving and things. So, but I don't know, man. I really don't know. Of course, if I have my kids, my priority is get them the hell out. You know, if I'm there by myself, which would be rare to never, or if I'm there with my wife, it depends on how close. I don't know how I'd react, but how would you react? Here we're going to do a quick word from our sponsor because I need some help, man. I need some help keeping this thing on the air. It's right here on Blog Talk Radio. I do this show Monday and Friday, give you some headlines and stuff to talk about, hit the news, the things that are happening right now. But honestly, to make this work, we got to keep the lights on. So, you know, listen to my sponsors. I don't even have a Patreon yet. So, I'm not asking for pledges. Just, hey, tolerate my commercial here for just a second. Help me keep the lights on. And I'll be back with a bombing in Germany and one other. See, that one's a serious headline. Then I got an interesting headline if I can get to it. So, stay tuned. I'll be right back. And I am back. Welcome back. I don't remember the rest of that song. So, here we go. I promised the serious story. Out of Germany. And this is one of those where I'm going to get a little wrong on you. That's kind of what I do. It's called Chaos and Coffee. The deliberate attack blast injures 12, kills suspected bomber in Germany's Ansbach. This is from RT.com. All right. And this one is, you know, all over the place. At least 12 people, all over the internet, you can find it just about anywhere. At least 12 people have been injured after an explosion struck a bar in the southern Germany city of Ansbach, Bavaria. Authorities believe that the act was deliberate and the perpetrator died in the blast after setting off the improvised device. Now, here is where I get a little wrong. Good. Good. Because I'm sick and tired of these people claiming responsibility. I'm sick and tired of people trying to do things almost anonymously, right? Planting bombs anonymously is just as bad as getting on the internet and anonymously attacking people with horrible, horrible, horrible things. You could call it worse because things exploded. I don't know, to be honest with you, which is worse. Because when somebody like Leslie Jones, I think her name is, the African-American, wonderful, funny comedian. Now, she might not be your style, but she's a wonderful person. She's awesome. She has been singled out of the cast of Ghostbusters to be picked on the internet. And I don't mean picked on like, oh, you're acting, your movie sucks. I mean being called racist, horrible things, being photoshopped into horrible sex stuff, just nastiness. And I'm going to sit here and tell you that's just as bad as setting a bomb. And I'm going to sit here and tell you, good, the bomber died. because of his own device. He's the only one who died. Everybody else was hurt. Bad that they were hurt. F you. Good that you died, asshole. We need more bombers to die. This is getting stupid. The incident took place in the central part of the city, close to an area in which the musical a music festival took place over the weekend. I can't read that German word. Police have cordoned off the area around the restaurant and are conducting a crime scene investigation. Here's the basics. The attacker was 27-year-old Syrian who had entered the country about 2 years ago. I wanted to keep that in mind because there's an argument that people make. We're going to get back to that. But he had been refused asylum, Bavarian authorities told him at a press conference. His application was rejected a year ago, but the man was allowed to stay in Germany temporarily due to ongoing hostilities in Syria. Of course, the question was asked, and the police had to say that they have no idea yet if he was a radical Islamic, has a radical Islamic background. I'm going to raise my hand and go, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no, he didn't. Because, one, everything tends to get blamed on that. And that's why the press asked the question. That's why the police answered it neutrally. But, two, let's look at this story. He's a Syrian refugee. He's been in Germany for over 2 years. For over a year of that, around a year of that, he knew he had been refused asylum. He wasn't going to get to stay. Now, here's my thing. If you are a radical Islamist. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe he's a sleeper cell, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. That was not making fun of any Muslim Islam stuff. That was making fun of the political talking heads who run their mouths. I realized as I did that noise, it sounded similar to sounds that some Muslims might make in prayers and whatnot. That's not my intent. My intent is to mock and shut up the people who just randomly go, everything's Muslim, Islam, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. But for 2 years, on a practical level, you've been there for 2 years. For a year, you knew you weren't staying, but it's indefinite you're staying because there's ongoing hostilities in Syria. So while permanently you will not live there, when things calm down in your home state, your home country, whatever you want to call it, you will go back. That's not an Islamic radical to me, unless, again, I guess technically speaking, he could be a sleeper cell kind of guy. He's really bad at what he did, obviously. And it's sad. But these things do go on in life, but that's why I'm glad he died. One less dumbass in the world, right? The man who was killed by explosion initially survived the blast, but later succumbed to his wounds. Again, I say good. He suffered first because he made others suffer. He randomly hurt 12 people. I don't know if he randomly picked that place or not. Again, we don't know. Sure, it could be Hezbollah or ISIS or whatever. Could be. Is my inclination that? No, my inclination is to understand the basic properties of human beings and go, yeah, I think you're just pissed. Don't know what this was going to accomplish. Don't know what your exact motivations are. But I think you're just kind of pissed because they're not letting you do what you want to do. You're not going to be a German citizen. You're not going to get to stay there. You can't go across the border. You have to stay where you are. I don't know, man. I don't know. Again, it's open to being whatever. But I wanted to say they had to evacuate the concert. Now, it was around 10 p.m. local time, which if you've ever been to a music festival, you know that's when stuff starts getting good, right? That's when the headliner band starts to come on. That's when the stuff you've been waiting for all night happens. That's when the alcohol really kicks in. Things get good. But the bomb was very, very close by, so the festival had to shut down, and about 2,500 attendees were evacuated. I'd be so pissed if I had paid to be at this festival and I'm enjoying my time. And man, the band I'm looking for, the musician, the artist, whatever, the thing that I've been looking for all night long came on, and now I'm being evacuated. Son of a biscuit. You know, it's like, what are you going to do? And, you know, the chaos, the terror. Because this, when you set off a bomb for any reason, when you set off a bomb, you will cause terror. It is, in my opinion, technically a terror attack. It might be, by definition, a terror attack. Because bombs cause terror, right? You go up and kill one person specifically, there is some fear. But we go, oh, you're trying to murder that dude. Not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that's the reaction that people have. When you set off a bomb fairly randomly, because you have a hard time targeting who you're going to kill with a bomb. Now, I've watched enough TV. I've watched enough spy thrillers to know that you could cover up a murder, a target, with a bomb, because it makes it look like it's a mass killing versus going after this one person. But that's neither here nor there. You know, I hate to read into stories because I want the truth. I want to hear what comes out. So how do you feel about that? Do you think I'm going too far when I say good, the guy died, good, the guy suffered? Do you think I'm pushing a little too much on this? I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. You can hit me up at bearcrawling@gmail.com. Of course, Twitter is @rockgodapod. I want to give a shout out to Dave at CB, who Twitters every episode responses to the topics. I really appreciate you, man. Thank you for Twittering me. I want to say a shout out to Billy, who listens in the mornings and has given me some feedback saying he's really enjoying the show. Thank you, Billy. I really appreciate that kind of feedback. Again, I need this show to grow if I'm going to really keep it going. I love talking. I do. I love talking. If you've ever met me, you know that. I like feeling a need and bringing the news to people and giving them discussion points. I like giving a different point of view than what I hear on radio. But I need this to grow. I need this to work in order to keep doing it. It's a big demand on my time. So if you like this show, please tell your friends. Please share it. Please subscribe in iTunes. Please go over to blogtalkradio.com/chaosandcoffee and follow the show. And email me, bearcrawling@gmail.com, and let me know you like the show. Eventually, I'll get a Patreon put up. Once the audience gets large enough, I'll get a Patreon put up. And, you know, that'll help keep the lights on as well. Because, honestly, making money doing what you love is a part of what I do. And it costs money to put the show on. That's the bottom line. All right, last headline. We do have a few more minutes. This one was interesting to me. This one is probably the biggest discussion. Like, what? This is from MSN.com. He left his family and started a new one using a dead man's identity, police say. Now, this is right out of TV for me, man, right? The guy stages his own death and goes off and starts a new life, right, with a dead person's name, identity, all that jazz. You see that in crime thrillers where the person's trying to sneak into the country and here's your new ID, those kind of things. So, but this one went on for more than two decades. Terry Jude Szymanski appeared to lead an ordinary life in Pasco County, Florida. He had a wife and a teenage son, owned property, and worked odd jobs. All right, you know. So what's the deal here? Well, he was not really Terry Jude Szymanski. He was actually an Indiana man named Richard Hoagland, who vanished 25 years ago and had been considered dead since 2003. It went on for more than 20 years. But here's the kicker, right? Here's the beauty of the internet. So the truth began to surface. This is again from the article. The truth began to surface when a nephew of the real Terry Szymanski, who drowned in 1991 at age 33, started Ancestry.com family search. Knowing that his uncle was dead, the nephew was surprised to find someone with the same name living in Central Florida. Now, you notice at the very beginning of the article, it said Terry Jude Szymanski. That's how it lined up exactly. So one single, I keep eating my microphone too much and blasting it out. One single internet search, everything ended. So he looks up his real uncle, Terry Szymanski, and realizes that he died in 1991, which the family knew. So the Pasco County Sheriff told the station. Then he starts scrolling down the page and sees more details that Terry Szymanski was remarried in 1995, owns property in Pasco County, Florida. Now, here's something that was a little interesting to me, and this is the question to you, audience. How would you react if you looked this up? If you knew your uncle was dead and you're doing an Ancestry.com search trying to find your heritage, and all of a sudden, bing, over here off the side. And an uncle is a very close relative, right? It's not like some third uncle twice removed down the line that records can get kind of messy and mixed up. This is, no, 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago, my uncle died. And now all of a sudden it says that he has a wife and a kid. And it says remarried. They didn't go into more detail. The word was remarried. I don't know if the uncle was married at the time they died or whatever. Okay. But, you know, he's remarried. He owns the property. It's like, what? How would you react? So here's how the family reacted. Fearing that their fake relative might try to harm them, family members waited 3 years before eventually contacting authorities in April, police told the Tampa Bay Times. 3 years. Would you really wait that long? Would you be afraid? I'm not sure where the mindset was here. If I were to look it up, and I knew my uncle was dead, and I don't give two craps about my family history. But if I did, I'm looking up Ancestry.com, then, you know, I see my Uncle Tom, who I knew died at 33. All of a sudden, there he is with a family and owns property. And I think I would have searched it pretty quickly, maybe even gone down there to see what's going on. I maybe call the police. I don't know what you do, but I don't think I'd wait 3 years. I don't think ever in my mind that he might try to harm me. So I don't understand. Hoagland, 63, that is the guy who sold the identity, was arrested Wednesday and charged with fraudulent use of personal identification, the paper reported. How exactly did he come to assume the identity? Nobody really knows yet. They're trying to figure it out. So he moved to Florida from Cleveland to work as a commercial fisherman. At least, I mean, he moved pretty far away, and for over 20 years it worked. There's one last part I want to get to. I'm trying to get to it. Read the article. It's a really well-written story. It's a very interesting, I was going to say fun. Maybe fun is the wrong word, but it's a very intriguing story to read through. So the wife, the original wife of Hoagland, told investigators in the early 90s that he was wanted by the FBI for embezzling millions of dollars and had no choice but to leave town, according to Tampa Bay Times. In reality, the police told the paper, Hoagland told investigators that he left Indiana to get away from his wife. So I don't know what to tell you. Here's the thing. Did he have millions of dollars? Did he actually embezzle it? I don't know. But of course, he's eventually presumed dead. And then there's some other, man, just go read it. It's an amazing thing. So that's it for today. I got to get out of here. But isn't that an exciting story? Yeah, I mean, he kind of brought emotional harm to some people. He definitely screwed up his current wife and their kid, you know, because he's somebody who they thought actually, that's one last question I want to throw out. Is he somebody you never knew? Is he actually a different person just because he changed his name and you didn't know about his past? I kind of might say he's actually the person you met and married and the person who's your father now. I think you know him. Just because you didn't know his background doesn't mean you don't know who he is. So I don't know. They're not saying that, but that's a question. How would you react in that situation? That's definitely bad. Any way you cut it, it's definitely harmful to those families. If he embezzled stuff, he's obviously a harmful kind of person. But it's an interesting story, and that's the kind of news I like to bring here on Chaos and Coffee. This has been the Monday edition. Again, follow me every Monday and Friday. I'll be back Friday to do more headlines here on blogtalkradio.com/chaosandcoffee. That is the home site of what I do here. You can subscribe there. You can subscribe through iTunes. Of course, on the Satchel player, you can subscribe there. And if you love what I do, you can hit the donate button if you like. Again, tell your family, tell your friends. Share these shows with people. Let's get the word out there. And let's keep this conversation going. Email me, bearcrawling@gmail.com. Facebook is facebook.com/chaosandcoffee and facebook.com/rockoutofpodcasting. And Twitter is @rockoutofpod. I'll be back on Friday with more news and headlines. Enjoy your week.